Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you and me. What a mighty God we serve. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about prayer and intercession this morning. Because again, I understand the power of prayer. I understand that nothing happens on earth until somebody prays. But I am more excited about prayer and extremely excited about prayer because I'm praying on this side of Calvary and praying from an already done perspective makes prayer much easier. You know, I'm right now in the middle of a series of mind control and I'm dealing with spiritual warfare. But I always tell you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. That's what the war is. And because I understand spiritual warfare, I know that I'm putting on armor to stand. And why am I putting on armor? Not to fight, but to stand. To stand against the wiles of the enemy. I got to stand against him. Why am I standing? Because God has made me a king and a priest. And the priest, the king, never fights in a battle. Did you hear me? I said the king never fights in the battle. Because where the words of a king is, there's power. Well, you're a king. And you don't have no business fighting. You declare. And everything else carries out your agenda and carries out whatever you speak. Well, the word of God declares in Mark, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. You have the power to speak to any situation. The Bible said again, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, but you can replace that with situations. Whosoever shall say unto this month, whosoever shall say unto this morning, whosoever shall say unto this day, unto this week, unto the finances, whatever it is, you have the power to decree a thing, to legislate it, and it shall be as you have declared. Well, that's why he said, didn't he tell us that we can command our morning? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to command our morning. We're going to declare that this month is a great month. And sometimes you do it on the first, but you don't stay at it. And I'm telling you by the Spirit that I believe that God wants us to command the month of November. And then we're going to go into December and we're going to really pray going into the first of the year, because I'm telling you, everything about your life, my life, our life is about to be massive. It's going to be explosive, magnanimous. You're getting ready to take over. Amen. The kingdom of God has suffered violence, but you're about to take it by force. All right. So I'm telling you that we're on this call this morning and I want to say to you, get up. Now, a lot of you, I look at your life and you're defeated. And it's because you're too passive about your Christianity. You're too passive about declaring things. And we're the only group of people who's so passive. And I think we're passive because things are already done. But I want you to know that just because I give you a job for free that you didn't have to work for, it don't mean you don't got to work once you get to the job. Are you understanding? And so there are works of righteousness, prayer, calling on God, but it's done by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, who produces those fruit on the inside of you. And I'm telling you that God is giving you a spirit of prayer today, right now. And I want you to give yourself the intercession. This is the first of the month. And you have to decree what you're going to experience this month. We're not just praying at 6 a.m., but we'll also be praying at 6 p.m., and we are declaring our morning and declaring our day. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Good news is happening. Now listen to me, and this is probably the last time I'll talk about this. But as you all know, just the other week, was it last week? I was challenged by the Holy Ghost to go into a midnight prayer. I didn't know what was coming, but I felt something in my spirit, and I felt the enemy was trying to plan something. So I prayed and got the saints to pray with me. The very next day, 18 people were killed in Maine. The very next day, the flag was half-mast. The very next day, the enemy attacked my family. But thank God that I had already prayed. And I'm telling you right now that you can pray and shift your month, shift your day, shift the destiny of your children, your family, your finances, and your business. So we're going to give ourselves the prayer. Are you ready? You don't have what they say, you have what you say. Let's get up. You that have been listening, you got your couple of minutes, more little Z's in, you called, but then laid back down. Get up. Come on, let's get out of the bed and let's pray. Let's call on God. Amen. Now he say, enter his gates with thanksgiving. And I think it's the Message Bible that says, enter in with the password. And it says the password is thank you. So let's open our mouth and begin to bless him. Because at midnight, Paul and Silas sang, prayed, and sang praises unto God. So let's lift our voice and begin to bless him. Adabo koshala, le mandalo siki alamaya, mintanini mikifelende le klesia, zaloloko salamande le kishna, minono moko salamanda la kaya, yendele le bekondolo boho shalamanda. Come on, let's get on up, and I want you to go ahead and text whoever you need to text, call whoever you need to call, give them a chance to get on this prayer line. Libio zolo bo shandele me kandala basaya, ida la la mandolo bo kondele be kiandala la masa, le mene me shekele mandolo kosaya, yindi di bi kiso lo bondola kushna, brankala la mandala basiti elelebe, felendele klizia la la mandolo mohosha. Father, we bless you. Father, bele, le bankala mandele keziondo, mrinkele mandolo loboshita, iti biankala dala basaya, zalamandele befelendele klizi antolo mo, branka dele kleshna, labandele kizia la mando, ontale bendele kleza la kisna, zankadishtele andolo lobosaya, e alanjala, glory an yon ke mefelende l'ecclesia, ziloloboko shatila, flengale ene nambrande l'ecclesia, ene nambre ele valatish kado okonzi, bifalande le keto, kadesh kado bo onzikimi, fenkala balonzili idele o shaba, handalobo shikele lemanda. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you the glory this morning. We give you the praise. You alone are worthy. You alone are awesome. You alone are majestic. You alone are powerful. You alone are great. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Prince of life. You are the great and righteous judge. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. I call you Yahweh. I call you faithful. Hey, I call you great. I call you awesome. I call you healer. I call you the God which is, which was, and which is to come. You are the seed of Abraham. You are the stone hewn out of the mountain. You are my Father. You are my God. You are my King. You are my Lord and you are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You are the breath that I breathe in my body. Omo shike malamasha. You are my eyesight. You are my hearing. You are my ability to smell. You are my touch and my taste. You are all of my senses. I don't have the ability to do nothing without you. Where would I be without you? Couldn't even wake up without you giving me the power to get up. It was you who woke me up this morning, clothed and in my right mind, with the use and activity of my limb. It was you that caused the blood to run warm in my veins. It is you that made me wake up on this side of the grave. Hallelujah. And not under the grave. It is you who kept me. Hallelujah. All night long. Didn't let no evil, no hurt, no harm, no danger, no robber, no mokosha, no thief come in my direction. Oh, it's nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over because you are the burden bearer. You are the heavy load sharer. You are the bridge over troubled water. You are the lawyer in the courtroom. You are the doctor in the hospital. You are the mind regulator and the heart fixer. You are the rock of my salvation. The Lord reigneth. Moshebe, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. You are the city of the great king. I bless you. I thank you today. I thank you for the ability to think. I thank you for a mind to pray this morning. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for keeping my family and keeping those connected to me. Thank you today for the church that you've given me to pastor. Thank you for Houston. Thank you for Charlotte. Thank you for Jacksonville. Thank you for placing your hand upon me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Thank you that I have a relationship with you. Thank you that you talk to me. Oh, Sha. Abase. Tito Moshande. Thank you that you talk to me. Hale Mekere Mondo. Mila Lamon Kondeleba. Sita Moshaya. Thank you that I'm your sheep. I'm your sheep. And I know your voice. Thank you that I know your voice. Who am I that you are mindful of me? And even the Son of Man that you visit me. I am so grateful. How can I say thank you for all that you've done? How can I say thank you for my family, for my home? How do I say thank you for giving me this day? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Bo Shande Mandolobo, Sikamande Lekele Mondolobo Sha, Amele Mandolobo Shaya. This is the day that you've made. I will rejoice. This is the month that you made. I will rejoice. And as I step and cross over into a new month, may I say thank you again. Thank you that I made it to the 11th month of this year. Thank you that I made it. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody died last month. Somebody died last night. Somebody died almost Shonda this year. But here I am. Here I am. I made it to another month, and I thank you. I'm grateful. I'm itiliki steling kalamonda. I'm eternally grateful. I have no one to thank but you. You are the giver of life. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. You are the giver of life. You are the life giver. And I bless your name for another month. I praise you for the month of November. And in the name of Jesus, as your manservant, as your vessel in the earth, as your spokesman in the earth, Hobashanda, I stand in your stead. I'm your representative. And as your ambassador, I declare that November is a great month. November will be a great month. I speak to the month of November and I declare in the name of Jesus, everything that is rightfully mine be released to me this month. I cancel bad news. I cancel every expectation of the enemy, every plan of the enemy, every agenda of the enemy. I cancel it this month. And I declare that the blessing of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow will be my portion this month. I call in helpers. I call in destiny helpers. I call in individuals, supernatural divine sponsors. I call on angels in human form. Your word declares, be careful how we treat strangers, for many have entertained angels unaware. I call forth angels. I release angels in human form to move on my behalf. Hey, melebe kandolobo kialabasha. I thank you that you are releasing angels to bring to me everything that is rightfully mine. Anything that the month of November owes me from eternity that you have declared by divine authority, I command a release, and I command a release, and I command a release of everything that belongs to me this month. I declare there will be no delay. I sanctify this month. I sanctify every day of this month. I sanctify every week of this month and declare this month shall be a month of uncommon favor. I command favor. I command favor in the morning, favor in the night, favor when I awake, favor when I go to bed. I command, I decree divine favor, supernatural favor, uncommon favor. The favor of God that causes me to have favor with political power, financial power, social power. I command favor politically. I command favor financially. I command favor on every hand. May favor be my bread. May favor be my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I command favor in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of my niece, my nephew, my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife, my children. I command favor. I decree favor. I declare that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, I will experience divine favor this month. Favor is my portion. Favor is my shield. Favor is my guide. I thank you that I am surrounded by favor. I am walking in the favor of God. I declare in the name of Jesus that all of the elements of the earth will work in my favor. I declare that the wind is blowing in my direction. I declare that the sun is shining in my favor. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. But I declare that the sun, is shining in my favor. I declare that the lines of the Spirit are falling upon me now in sweet and agreeable places. And I think that Jacob's ladder is in operation in my life, that the angels are ascending and descending and are taking away from me everything that I don't need and bringing to me everything that I do need. I thank you for favor. I thank you for favor. I command favor. Indele manca la mando locosha, librindi libiki se le mando, dolobo kundili mimimi andele le belebesha, andele ke zalaba kunta, vilindili azolomo ukushna. I command it. I declare that this month, no sickness, no infirmity, no disease, no infection has authority in my body. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are sending help, 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 help from the sanctuary, help from the sanctuary, help from the sanctuary, help from the sanctuary, and strength out of Zion. I command help. I command help. I command help. Quick help. Supernatural help. Supernatural help. Godly help. My God, I command help. Send help. Send helpers. Send destiny helpers. I command divine sponsors. I declare this month that every godly connection that I'm supposed to be connected to this month, you are sending them in my direction today. Oh, sholo woluwiele wi alalala la zikiele velendele li anzala mafalundi li karibin kekebele ankatola la kadushni ifelendele klezala la maya. Ke zala la maya, lankalabunke le bele kakatele, le bele klishtele ankulimi anfalande, izololobo kotaya. I thank you for friends, supernatural friendships, godly friendships. I thank you today that every Boaz assigned to my life, every individual, every Barnabas assigned to my life, every Jonathan assigned to my life this month, I thank you that you are sending my Barnabas. You are sending my Boaz. You are sending my Jonathan. I thank you today that this month I will have my name heard in great places, that my name will fall upon people and they will speak in my favor. I declare that no evil will be spoken concerning my life, concerning my name, concerning the name of KCC, concerning my ministry. I declare that no evil word will be spoken. I thank you that every negative word spoken concerning my life, my family, my destiny, my legacy, my future, my ministry, I cancel every negative word. I declare that those words are null and void. And I declare that I will have favor in the month of November. I thank you that I will walk in such favor that it will literally frighten me. I thank you that favor is my portion. I command favor today. Favor when I park. Favor when I go to work. Favor when I walk. Favor when I talk on the phone. Favor in grocery stores. Favor in the mall. Favor in school. I command favor. Uncommon favor. Favor. Uncommon favor. You are speaking to somebody about me this month, and everything that I need is being released now. I command a release of increase. I command a release of money this month. Unusual money. Shande, shando, shambibibikikebe, bankalatikosa, lindele maandalakoja. Every individual under the sound of my voice, I command them to experience favor. I command money to be released this month like never before. I command checks in the mail this month. I command checks in the mail. Checks in the mail. Checks. Checks. Deposits. Money being released through Venmo, through Cash App, hey Sheba, through Chime. My God. Oh, I command money to come to me in dollars, in pounds, in euros. I command it. Bring kebe. Bilemando, Udalabanshikelebe, Lebrondolo Kozaya, Undalalalobohosha, Undalalalomolobo Kondelebe Kialamandolobosata. Hey, favor, 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 favor this month. Favor, 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 favor. Shake, Yenkebe Kosha, Jajibibi, Ilalobo Shande. Elele mandolobo sika, ikobo shatele me, le bandolobo saya, handelele mandele kia la mandoloboso, rendelele belebe kakalamanda, and so shall it be, and so shall it be, and so shall it be, and so shall it be. Ile andolomo, ulele mandolobo saya, ilelele mandolobo kura basha, inderebe. Le mandolo, and so shall it be. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Yay. Ooh, Shande. Ooh, Shabababababababababibia. Ikondolo bo sate. Enderededidi ala mandolo robobobo sha. Hallelujah. 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 Urobo sikere de banda rabashai. Idala la bando lobo sokola la manda. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it is our custom for those who are on the prayer line. It is our custom that this is the first day of the month, and we dare not walk into a month without sowing and giving to God. The Bible said the first fruits of that increase belongs to him. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Before I pay a bill, before I do anything, always sow at the beginning of the month, and I sanctify my month with my $30 seed. I want to chat. I think the month of November has 30 days. $PBCJR. Let's sow a seed. I'm telling everybody. Now, again, it is our custom and it is what we believe, and it's according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, if you don't believe it, you don't have to do it. But I'm challenging every person on this call that trusts what I'm saying. You've seen the results and you've seen the manifestation of these things. I'm trusting every one of you, $PBCJR, to sow a seed right now of $30. Sow your seed at $PBCJR, your $30 seed, because they have 30 days this month. And what is $30? All right, it's not no money. What's that, a tank of gas? For some of that, that's less than a tank of gas. Because it takes $900 to fill up my tanks. So $30 seed right now in faith. I don't want to manipulate you into giving it. I don't want to coerce you. I want you to give because you understand the principle of giving. That you start off the month giving unto God, giving him the first fruit of thine increase. Whoever you are right now, $PBCJR. I want you to dial PBCJR on your Cash App and sow your seed of $30. Do not let the day go by without you sowing. Also, all day today, command your month, not just this morning, but all day today, I want you to be declaring that this is going to be a great month for you, a month of favor, a month of increase all day, because this is the first day. This is precedent. Amen. And you have the power to decree it on the first. Take authority over your month. This is the first day of the month. You're taking authority over November. You're going to have a great Thanksgiving. Amen. You're going to have a great November. Amen. This is fall time. I believe we're not in the harvest. You're not into winter yet. So we're still in harvest time. All right. So let's decree that. Let's declare that. And know that it shall be. Eshe, Esha, Biki, Shaleme, Faliko, Solobo, Kundalamaya, Inono, Menkele, Mendele, Kesa. I want you to sow that seed and you're going to watch God. Well, you're blessed. I'm so excited about what God is doing. We have prayer again this evening at 6 o'clock. Now, you're going to have to get a passion for prayer. And you're going to have to get so excited about prayer that you invite other folk to prayer, because you know that prayer works. All right. Everybody, you know, get them on this line at 6 o'clock. America's in trouble. You see this war going on in Israel and Hamas and people shooting up places and commanding. You see, I told you a ceasefire, and that's all they've been talking about on the news. All right. I'm asking you to really pray. Let's draw into God. Let's get closer to him. And prepare for where he's taking us. You are blessed. I love you. And I'm excited about the release that's coming to your life. Thank God for the month of divine favor. Also heard the Lord say it's going to be a month of preparation. So let's prepare. All right. Let's get focused for what Jesus is about to do. You are blessed. You are favored. And I'll pray with you again at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. More grace. Kushaba, baby, baby, shotobosha.